Hi, this is Scott Bakula, and you're listening to Trek Mate.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Trek Mate podcast. Its continuing mission, to entertain, enlighten, educate, and talk all things Trek. To boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Make it so.
Sent me, and you're probably watching it as well, a German copy.
You don't gone, didn't represent us right.
Oh, yeah, so we're in East. London, so we must be going to go and visit the pedo flat.
Oh, God, I actually forgot that for a second.
Program initiated. Enter when ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, TrekMate Podcast proudly brings you the Podfather, Wayne Emery, and that badass Jude Hawkins. And if you're not down with that, we've got two words for ya: Trek it!
Hello, everybody. Yeah, as you will have seen on the thing, on the title, we enjoyed it so much last time doing a watch-along with Trekkies. We're going to do Trekkies 2 tonight. And as you're probably used to, if you're a regular listener, you know that we're starting pretty late. And Trekkies 2 is
like us.
Over an hour and a half long, so we are going to crack on.
We're going to get straight into it. So get your copy of Trekkies 2 ready on that zero mark, because Jude is going to do the now famous countdown.
So here we go, everybody. And Wayne, are you on 02?
I am on 0, so we will go after 1.
1, yeah. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Cool.
And we have started.
So you should be seeing the Paramount thing with all the stars.
We really enjoyed doing Trekkies the other day. It was just, really want to get back and do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, do apologise for the DX intro. I just had a bit of a retro wrestling moment.
No, I enjoyed it, even if no one else knew what you were going on about.
It was literally just for Juge.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I haven't watched Trekkies 2 as much as Trekkies 1.
Same here. Yeah.
So half of this is going to be pretty fresh for me.
Did have difficulty remembering everything what's in it, didn't we?
I totally forgotten this thing.
Same.
Yeah, no, a much more interesting intro, I guess you could call it. No, but it's it was great fun reliving it.
I presume it's by most of the same people, and I guess he or she or they will have had a tiny bit more money this time. The first one was very low budget. Well, mm-hmm. So is this, but you know what I mean. There's a good... Did we say it was? The first one was 96, 97, and this is 2004 or something?
Yeah, it came out in 97 and was filmed in 96. So by this point, I do wonder whether we're going to see Star Trek Vegas, the big con in this one.
We are seeing a lot of Star Trek convention goodness in this intro here. Loads of clips.
And also...
that's got to be Vegas, you would have thought.
Yeah, and one of the things
fucking
Sorry?
You sent me, and you're probably watching it as well, a German copy.
Fucking hell.
Ugh.
Why is the audio in German? Do we do
like Netflix and I can change? Oh, starting off in Germany.
Fucking
hell. Let's just watch it. We've seen it in the past.
Do you know what? That's why it shows that I haven't actually watched this, because obviously when I ripped the video from my DVD, I didn't rip the English language, obviously. It just shows that I haven't actually watched this one anywhere near as much. Yeah, no, fuck it. I suppose we could watch it in German.
We can watch it. Yeah, we can still talk about it. We can remember it, and we can still see the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We barely... I swear, I can just turn off the fucking sound now.
Yeah, I've just turned my down because, you know, what's the point? I did all right at German for like 1 year at school, and then they didn't give me the option to carry it on, so I left it there. That was a long time ago.
I never got on with German at all. I suppose it's fitting that we're watching this in German, because this is the one where they go all around the world and do European cons.
Yes, I'd completely forgotten that that was part of it, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, because...
I will have to watch this in English sometimes.
Oh dear, so they're at FedCon.
FedCon, yeah, that's the big German one, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm guessing it's even way bigger than that now.
Yeah, that's pretty big, though. Because I suppose the audience there was like wide sideways, so I wonder if that equals to like DST at the moment.
I think, or not. Because we're watching this in German, I think this gives us more room to just talk about anything while we're watching this. I was just going to ask you, did you see a picture doing the rounds on Facebook of one of those, I guess someone had used one of those apps where it turns your picture into the opposite sex, or what it...
Are you on about the Riker one?
Well, it wasn't just Riker, it was everyone from TNG.
Oh, I only saw the Riker one.
I probably will have seen the same picture, but I was going to say, you know, like, if I was in a bar or something years ago, I would have gone for the Riker one.
Oh, yeah, no, Riker was stunning.
Yeah, no, have a look, type it in another time. And it's got all the boys as girls and all the girls as boys, and like, yeah.
That's a brilliant cosplay, Data, Lore, and Lau.
Yeah.
That is amazing. It always does amaze me just how well people do cosplay. I loved, a minute ago, there's a great Jem Hadar.
Oh, I missed him. Yeah. I was too busy fantasizing about female Riker, sorry.
Oh, I do. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Because I loved the response that someone put underneath was just a Riker meme of like him raising his eyebrows at female Riker. Yeah. that's pretty much the entire premise of that season 2 episode of Red Dwarf, where they jump into an alternate universe and meet the
real
female self. Star Trek Das Vermischungsjuice.
Is that your bird I can hear?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, she gave a bit of a tweet then.
Normally. Did you try and contact Jeff, the prop builder?
I haven't yet.
Not prop builder.
Yeah, no.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, no, I do need to try and get in touch to discuss his miniature. Because it is really impressive.
It was. Well, I was just looking at this bridge thinking, that's great, but that Jeff's bridge is better, even though it's tiny.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I wonder, since... because during the years that we've had all of, like Discovery and Picard on, it seems to have gone a bit quiet with fan films, or is that just me? Are they really cracking down on them?
They did. They did really crack down on them right before Discovery came out, basically. CBS just really aggressively didn't want anyone else producing anything and wanted the world to know that it's Discovery and nothing else. And, you know, fan films had escalated, or whatever you want to say, to the point where you had Star Trek actors on board or in charge or whatever and doing great jobs, and they were just getting sued and threatened all over the place. The one what really looked like it was going somewhere, and then is it called Axanar or something?
Yeah,
that really looked like it was going places, and then just suddenly, like, yeah, just all these threats and I guess it just stopped dead in its tracks for fear of, well, I don't know, like the people making it being in even more trouble than they were. Also, we're in London now.
London, so we must be going to go and visit the pedo flat.
Oh, God, I actually forgot that for a second.
I don't think this is him. No.
No, it's not yet. This is just... they're just talking about different, you know, fandom within fandom. Yeah, in German tonight.
This, okay, so
what
this
if anyone we know knows any of these people? Do you know what? I wonder if anyone on the screen right now listens to our show. Like,
you never know.
I forgot to say that last week when we were talking about that. I didn't think to say, look, Jeff. Oh, it's James. James Swallow, a guest from our conventions and, you know,
I missed him.
Friend of ours who writes the books.
Yeah, no, I missed
him.
Yeah,
he was just slouched over in the bar like he'd had too many to drink.
Oh, the one at the back, white shirt.
No, he looked exactly like he does every time we see him, basically. He just, like, had a green jumper and he was just slapped over the bar. I'm sure it was him. Okay. Someone will... Oh, no. Get off my screen. If it didn't upset the continuity, I'd bloody skip this bit, but... dirty. This is... Oh, God, I'm not even going to make jokes about it. I swear I put the lollipops on the floor. Oh, fuck off. Oh, creepy bastard.
Yeah. And this is... Well, it's looking at this flat, you're trying not to say anything good about it just because he's absolute arsehole.
It is very cool. Yeah, everything you're seeing is cool. Like before you knew that was a fact, like, cardboard cutout there spoils it a little bit because everything else is just so good. But yeah, like, screw him.
Yeah, because the flat was on the market for ages before anything came out, I think.
It was, yeah.
But he was asking such ridiculous prices. And the thing is...
I think he was asking ridiculous prices because he didn't really want to get rid of it, did he?
No, because I think by the time that it was on the market, his missus already didn't want to... had already divorced him, I think. So by asking ridiculous prices, as you said, he wasn't able to get rid of it. But at the same time, he didn't actually manage to sell it at all until he ripped all the gear out and turned it into a normal flat again.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
if I did, I forgot it.
Yeah, it didn't actually go anywhere as a normal, as it is here. It got turned back into a normal flat.
Dirty. It's wank station now.
Yeah.
This is where I go on the dark net. Freak. Yeah.
Well, at least we know Denise is safe.
This is where I'm going to try and escape when the police come knocking at my door. This little window.
Oh, dear.
Is he frothing at the mouth?
He does look it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Honestly, there's a guy that I used to work with, another bus driver, and he wouldn't be able to help it. Whenever he would talk, he would kind of have white foam that would build at the edge of his mouth, like a fucking pit bull. And he'd be talking to you, and he would be unaware of it, but I would struggle to not stare at his gob whilst he was talking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet that'd be really distracting.
Yeah, just as much as I try and make eye contact, I just keep going back to his fucking frothy mouth.
Oh, so this is Italy now.
Yeah, we've moved away from Pedoville.
Good. Good. I'm glad that part's gone. I'm glad it was short.
Yeah, so, and we're at an Italian convention.
And we've got Enterprise uniforms now, which is cool.
Nice bit of Enterprise.
That didn't exist in the first one.
No, that's it. So this would have been filmed whilst Enterprise was still on the air.
Mm,
is that her
son? It could be. It would make sense.
She didn't just kidnap. she grabs one for mate.
She rescued him from that guy's flat. I'm going to take you far, far away. That's horrible. Oh, bronze nail. I'd love that. Mind you, I have had people serve me stuff, called, but not in a bottle like that, labelled.
No, but Romulan ale, it's just alcopop, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty much just like a version of WKD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I do love, which I haven't touched for months. I'm nearly at about 2 months in now, I think.
Well done, mate.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's a milestone.
It is, yeah. I don't know, it sounds sad, but I'm proud at the same time of it.
Yeah.
I was getting carried away there.
Yeah. His boatswain whistle.
Yeah, so we
got distracted
by that. Yeah.
Oh, dear. But no, funnily enough, before we started recording, I had just read a little article. I haven't actually looked into it at all. But supposedly, Star Trek Generations was initially going to be directed by Leonard Nimoy.
All right.
But he didn't like the script. And said to Berman that he would be he'd be willing to do it, but he wants to make a rewrite of the scripts to change the bits that he didn't like. And
I would have loved to know what that was.
And Berman ended up apparently it got into a nasty bit of nastiness between Berman and Nimoy.
Oh wow.
And then Nimoy declined to have anything further to do it, and then apparently he ended up hating Generations. He thought Generations was crap.
What, Nimoy or
yeah, Nimoy.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to know what his changes were.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't love Generations. I definitely don't hate it, but I just like it. You know, I don't think it's great.
Yeah, no, he apparently Nimoy was on record as saying that he just felt it was a corporate cash grab, and that
he's not wrong, really.
It's like the only part that he liked was Data's emotion chip. So, yeah, I'm gonna. That's only one article that I read before we recorded, so I'm gonna have to do a bit of googling to find out whether there is any validity to that story or whether I've just chatted shit for the last 3 minutes.
It kind of sounds believable.
It does. Oh, I love geeky shops like this.
Me too.
There aren't enough. Well, saying that, in this day and age, it's hard.
It's all changing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so hard for him to survive.
Oh, I like that. Transporter changing room.
That's amazing. This guy, really hope this shop still exists. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. He doesn't look young there, though, does he?
No, well, that's if you're adding on like an extra 15 years, he probably would be like coming up to about 60-ish, maybe, if you give him the benefit of the doubt, like late 40s.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose we were just saying that the other week, weren't we? Like, you can still have grey hair and be young.
You only have to look at us old fucks. So, maybe.
So they're back in the US now.
Mm-hmm. For a very traditional, triple fight. Oh, I saw a Boba Fett there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It always amuses me to see a Darth Vader or a Star Wars character at a Trek convention.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why. It's almost like a novelty seeing someone at a Star Trek convention that isn't in a Star Trek cosplay. I recognise him. I fucking
The guy really in the green shirt. Yeah. Oh, there's the cat guy from the first one.
He's got spot two.
Yeah.
No, I really recognised him.
That's a different cat, yeah, because you said the cat died right up. Him. You recognised him.
I really recognise him. Like, he's hosted one of the Trekmate podcasts before, like one of the family podcasts or something.
Oh, right.
I really fucking recognise him. Like, I recognise him too much.
Weird. Yeah, it's possible. I know you had like an American person join family at one point, and I'm not sure if I listened to one of his things or not. His name Doug or something?
If not, he's probably on my Facebook or something, because
yeah, that's highly possible. I have over 1,000 Facebook friends because of Trekmate and Trek On,
and you have 970 of them put on silent.
Yeah, may as well. I hate seeing stuff come up or people just saying stuff to me. Like, just like, who are you? It's my own fault.
Yeah.
I sort this out. But now it's the other way around, where I just have loads of people on my friend list that request me, and I mostly just ignore them. If I can see one who I've actually met, like I'll at a convention or something, I'll click approve or whatever it is. But I would just suggest to anyone out there in the situation, just send a message with the request, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, it's me, you know, it's this person you met, and then, you know, you're a lot more likely to
click approve.
Yeah, fine.
Oh,
speaking of listeners, we've sent a couple of messages back and forth to each other today, haven't we? People saying stuff.
Yeah. No,
do we say thank you for Jack?
Yeah.
Mike, or does he not want to have that shared?
Oh no. I'm sure Mike won't care. Who confirmed for us that Giles Aston. This is from our last Trekkies podcast. So Giles Aston, who was in the TNG XXX, he confirmed that he had a professional performer. He had a stunt cock.
Yeah.
doing the explicit stuff. Also, he said that he doesn't know what it says, whether it says more about him, but he's also got the secret logs of Mistress Janeway as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I'd like to see that, definitely.
I said to him, I said, maybe Jude and I should do a book club.
Yeah. What, like, read it out?
We could have our favourite excerpts.
Yeah, why not?
We could read it, discuss it, and like just highlight our favourite bits. Lolita Faggio, she represents near enough like 2/3 of the Star Trek actors.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so when you're going through wanting anyone at a convention, you normally go through Lolita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Goodman, Enterprise Consulting producer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea what he's discussing at the moment. But yeah, and also want to thank Drew for recommending us to somebody who was looking for Star Trek podcasts.
He
recommended us as well as a few other of his favourite podcasts. So I'm sure we're in good company with the other recommendations. So thank you, Drew. Really means a lot when people point other people our way.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, dear. Who's that?
I don't know. I didn't see her name come up on the screen. I don't recognize her. They've got the background thing behind her, like,
yeah,
you know, like someone to do with the shows or something.
Maybe a writer, maybe. I think maybe we just missed her like nameplate.
Oh, here's Barbara. What is it, Barbara Adams?
I think so. Yeah, from Trekkies One.
First one.
Yeah, well remembered, mate. Barbara Adams. So still doing her cons.
Yeah, raising money for charity and all that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, do you know if she still holds tables at the moment, or?
I don't know. I know she did a couple of years back, but right now, I don't know.
Well, no one's doing naff all at the moment.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, look, in 2019, then, I don't know if she was.
Yeah. John Garrison. Oh, it's so they've gone back to see her at work again.
Mm-hmm.
I do love just how like her co-workers, you can see it in their eyes that they're like, I don't want to openly say she's a freak.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she's a nice freak. She's the sort of ones that we absolutely love. Because honestly, the commitment to wearing that uniform every day, I bloody love it.
No, I do, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's not quite the same as if someone came in dressed as a barbarian or something. And you know, sitting on top of their desk eating a turkey leg or something every day. It's, you know, she believes in what she's doing, you know. It stands for something, which is what we love about Star Trek, which is why people like us and Dominic, to a much greater extent, you know, have got, you know, sort of upset recently with
I never actually got as much like as I love the trading cards. I never got into the trading card game.
No, I've got a couple of them, but no, when it comes to trading card games in general, I just can't be bothered.
Cause
I haven't got the patience all the time.
Because the thing is, with the actual trading card game, unless you spent loads of money to actually bloody collect like the good cards, surely.
Oh, by the way, I seem to remember this friend of hers who's got a picture of an alien in her hand is saying something like, "Oh, this is what a real alien actually like." But the weird thing is, that actually looks a lot like the woman who sold it herself.
It was a self-portrait. She's just in front of the mirror.
This is you, remember? I drew this picture of you.
This is last Thanksgiving. Oh, I do love the like the design of like the grey aliens. Whoever came up with it first.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was around the time when it was first reported that all the Roswell stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Because
I think I don't know if I heard or if it just sounds realistic in my head, but someone just did it quickly to like make money off that image, you know, to slap it on t-shirts and stuff like that, and then it's just gone all around. Or was it video? Was it part of the videos that people faked back then? The original, some of the original ones.
Because it wasn't until much later, like, was it like early 90s that the fake autopsy videos came out?
Was it that late? I thought there was stuff earlier than that. Or am I just getting mixed up with films saying that there was videos back then and they've been hidden and no one's seen them?
Maybe. Fake alien autopsy. So once again, just googling. That's all right. Because it was two British guys, weren't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
God, that guy looks like. Wow, he looked like Egon then from the side.
He did.
How famous?
Yeah, fuck, mate. The alien autopsy video.
The woman was just like swinging a bat lift and just smacked the camera of the documentary. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. The alien autopsy documentary was initially released in 1995.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was quite late on.
Yeah. Yeah, so
this is like an improv group that does Star Trek stuff specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be quite fun, especially after a few drinks.
Definitely after a few drinks.
Oh, I can't remember what was going on with those two, how they played into this.
Yeah, no idea whether they were just at the, swimming pool at the convention.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably it.
They didn't look like stereotypes. Well, saying that, not that there should be a specific look for Star Trek fans.
No. But yeah, I had the same thought.
We don't want to do the traditional geek thing of being like, fakers, where's your creds?
Yeah.
Oh, amigos.
It says something like, don't touch it, to Denise Crosby. Sure he does.
Now that's...
Yeah, I'm sure he's saying that now. Don't touch
it!
Knocked it over.
Oh, dear. The bloody... I don't think I'd really be that fussed about collecting the Migos because I don't really like them that much.
I wonder if that guy, like, I know that was a TOS thing, but I wonder if, like, Forever Onwards, like, he sits on that same bed just going, like, Tashiyar was in my room.
Oh, yeah. He never washed that duvet cover again.
She don't know how fully functional I am. But I love that line.
As soon as the cameras are off, it's like, could you just say the line?
Yeah.
Just once. She's like, don't be a creep. I've already fucking been to one, Peter. Oh, it's...
And is this guy? Look at that picture.
That is brilliant.
With Picard's head stuck between Deanna's boobs.
But also, and Guinan's hat was the shape of the Enterprise.
Yeah, I like that.
So, published fan. Is that fan books? Oh, no, they're Spanish. I'm sure that's Spanish, isn't it?
That's a Klingon dictionary, I guess, or...
Yeah.
No, or it just was. Klingon language, I don't know.
Or a phrase book.
Really would have helped if we watched this in English tonight, wouldn't it? But never mind.
It would be. Yeah, but the thing is, do I now dub this over with the German behind us, or just for a very specific audience of people listening there?
To you. Maybe let people vote on it or something before... Or even, you know, just tell people we accidentally watched this one. Shall we put it out in German or English audio?
We've done a real-time review in German. Would you like to hear the German version? Or...
Everyone's best friend there, Brandon Braga.
I really want to fight. I really want to ask some
You really want to fight ever. Him?
No. Well, yeah, fuck it. I'll do that. No, I want to find out whether... he was an arsehole or not, because
I don't really know the answer to that. I'm guessing, like, depending on the day and the company, yes, sometimes, but by the looks of it and sounds of it.
Yeah. That's Free Enterprise. That was that fan film. It's a Shatner film. But it's basically a film all about these three guys wanting to go to a Star Trek convention to meet William Shatner.
Oh, right.
I feel it's really crap.
Yeah, I feel like I would have seen that.
Yeah, no, because I got it on crap DVD. I think I've actually got it ripped. So I could probably... I could put it on the drive for you to check out if you interested.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, maybe. I think the way you've just described it, it may be one of those films which is so bad where I've seen it and then I've just forgot about it because it doesn't deserve
Remember.
To stay in my memory. Yeah.
The memory banks have just purged it for more important information.
Some of these fans here. This is where that one, I think it's that guy with the beard, maybe, is saying he doesn't like what she did in the first film, in the first documentary, and but she was an embarrassment to Trek fans by wearing it, you know. And then someone else in the room is sticking up for her.
I'd imagine it'd be the one in the uniform.
It's sticking up for her, and it's the bloke that's saying you shouldn't have done that.
The hillbilly.
Mm.
You don't gone, didn't represent us right. I really typecasting it just because he looks like a hillbilly. He looks like an extra from Tiger King.
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch... We haven't actually discussed that, I don't think. Did you watch Tiger King?
I watched the entire thing very, very quickly.
Same here.
And one thing that I've not said to anyone... is I think I was one of the only people in the world looking forward to it before it happened, because I don't know if a lot of people actually picked up on this, but my favorite documentary maker Louis Farrugh did a documentary on him about 10-15 years ago.
Did he?
So I already knew about him.
Okay. Yeah, and when Louis Farrugh well, by that point, he wasn't, like, attempting to murder her. It was...
No, there was already very weird things going on in that documentary. And, like, you know, Tiger King, whatever his name is, I've forgotten his name, is trying to portray himself as a good person. But there's, like, comments that he says in that where you're like, that's not fucking normal. What the hell is wrong with that guy? Where he said, like, oh, I'd rather... The thing I remember him saying all these years is, I'd rather kill every single animal in this park than have someone else take them from me. And it's like, well, clearly you don't care about them then.
Yeah.
To say something as stupid as that. Why would you... Well, we know now. He's mental.
And
now he's
crazy.
Finally locked up because of his cruelty to animals. But, yeah, very entertaining program. Really enjoyed it and just wish there was more.
To be honest, it was one of them ones where I, when initially watching it, every episode I didn't think it could get much more batshit crazy. And then the next episode, honestly, it just amps up the batshitness.
I'm surprised more of the people in that program aren't in jail, not just the main guy, but it, you know, centers around.
I know, that's the thing. I want to look at it objectively because obviously the filmmakers.
Carry on.
It's shit on my chest, Shatner.
Yeah, Gabriel
Corner.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
I'm writing a very, very long email to William Shatner.
So, yeah. I wonder, he's talking in German, so I wonder, I'm going to have to Google him now. Because he's done some really good CGI of Battlestar Galactica there, and I wonder if he was actually working on it.
What, officially?
Yeah, because he works on bits of Enterprise. Okay. And there's his wife. I'm assuming she left him.
Yeah, I forgot that bit.
William Kuehner. Okay. I'm going to check, see if I can find him on IMDb, see what his work's on. William Kuehner. No.
Computer. He's hanging out with all these different TV stars and all these photos. They weren't sci-fi shows.
Okie dokie. So.
And he's back to fan filming here with his dad. Mm-hmm.
Gabriel.
Ever helpful dad who helped him make the car in the first one.
Is it Gabriel Kuehner?
No. Was it? Yes.
It wasn't William. For some reason, I put down William.
Because we were talking about William Shatner, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's why I couldn't find him. I was searching William Kuehner, not Gabriel Kuehner. He works on... Okay, this. Let's look at all of his filmography then. So, he has worked on visual effects for a... I'll only mention the ones that people would know, except this one, a documentary called From the Bridge, which had George Sakai, Stan Lee, and Uhura in it as well. He has worked on a whole ton of stuff. So at the moment, he's working on a series called The Ghost Bride. He works on the 2019 Shaft, a film called Booksmart, Escape Room, The Truth About Marriage, The Nun, Deadpool 2, The Orville for 11 episodes.
He really got into that then, didn't he?
Yeah.
Full on.
Inner Dimensions. He'd done the visual effects on a few episodes of Star Trek Continues. Shutter Island, The Nature of Existence, Marley and Me, Speed Racer, Battlestar Galactica, Razor, Superman Returns.
Loaded with working on all those different things.
Well, it's only visual effects, so I don't know how well they pay.
They're big things. They're, you know, massive things, some of them.
Yeah, The Triangle, The Surface, Serenity, Captain Scarlet, Aliens of the Deep, Battlestar Galactica for one episode. The Day After Tomorrow. He'd done the visual effects.
Sorry, there's a guy on the TV who looks like he's just put glue around his face and then just dunked his face into a bowl of pubes.
he also done the visual opening effects for this documentary.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so the ship at the beginning.
Yeah, so we were complimenting that, not realizing that it was him.
Oh, greatest hits.
Yeah.
Peter, this is the worst possible time. No way. I wonder what that sounded like in German.
Oh, yeah, we missed out. We could have had the volume up. Never mind.
I can tell just by his thing. It's like people saying, go on, do it. Do the line.
Oh, he is doing it again. Oh, I had a bit of English for a second then, and then it just came straight in with German over the top.
I'm such a fuck up. I should have checked this before.
Don't worry, don't worry.
So, yeah, the year before, the bits that he was showing for Battlestar, the year before he was working on he'd done two episodes of the miniseries that they put out before the main run.
We're back in France now on the dock. But yeah, that's cool. Like, well done him, definitely.
Well done him. He really went somewhere. Upset Shatner by telling people.
No, well done him for that as well. I like people upsetting William Shatner. It's funny.
Oh,
you can't have William Shatner's life be too simple and straightforward.
That's it. Goes
gotta throw him some curveballs.
Gabriel, what do you mean you would like Shatner to shit on your chest? Well, fucking who wouldn't? Oh dear. So, Paris. I was just trying to figure out where they were for a second.
Yeah, it's not hard with that shot.
No, exactly.
Stood in front of the Eiffel Tower for the people listening, not watching along.
Can never remember what that's called, that archway.
Don't ask me, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay, that is so fucking 90s. He's still got like the old screensaver with just words bobbing around.
Yeah. It is indeed.
And considering this was 2003 when it was filmed. No, 2003. Yeah, it would have been 2003 when it was filmed. It's a bit like ancient behind the times there. You should have had at least Windows 2000 at this point. Oh, so where are we?
Just in some guy's kitchen. I don't
making
know why.
Making flats. See, because this is in German, now we're just really confused.
Definitely, yeah.
He's hosting a Star Trek party. He's got all his mates around. They're saying how sophisticated French fans
he's got all his conventions on the wall. All his convention photos, rather, on the wall.
Yeah.
Of him with people.
And signatures.
And the signatures.
A few scripts there, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I never really get how people can make so much money off them. You know, the fake, not fake scripts, but just printed scripts.
Yeah, just reprints.
But they sell them for like 20 quid and stuff. And people buy them.
There can't be that many people that buy them. Oh, he's involved in a fan film as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no.
Not as good as Gabriel Corner or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Gabriel shit on my chest in the corner.
Yeah.
She's been to the Star Trek Experience.
I was just going to say that. We've got a girl with a t-shirt on, but I don't think they actually go. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Oh, I found online today. I was going to ask you if you'd ever seen them.
Hmm.
I wouldn't get one, but Star Trek
oh,
air fresheners.
Normal fans.
What's that?
Sorry, it came up. Normal fans.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So yeah, no, Star Trek air fresheners.
Star Trek free trainee Foster. Yeah, I just saw it on eBay. I'd never seen them before. I'm always interested when I see something I didn't realize existed previously.
No,
they're the ships from the first four shows, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I have seen them.
Mm.
I've seen them in the flesh as well, but I've never bought any of them.
I might have bought them years ago if I'd known about them.
Yeah. Well, I think when I have seen them, I wasn't probably driving.
I really want to know what, as you called him, the hillbilly is saying in those scenes now.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously they've bundled him in with the normal Trekkies.
Sex. Yeah. I think it's wrong that these people are wearing these goddamn uniforms.
I do. But the thing is, for us now, it's funny because we consider ourselves normal fans, yet we dedicate so many hours a week to bloody getting together just to host a Star Trek podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely on
the extreme end. But then again, I do think and say every now and again, what the hell is normal?
Exactly.
You know, I'd much, you know, rather hang out with the people on these documentaries and at our conventions we go to and host than half of the people outside my front door, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's a much more welcoming crowd, a much more friendly crowd.
I really I like everyone being different. Sure, you're right. We'll find out between now and the next episode.
I'll have to go back and see if at the beginning there was a name. Oh, he is so desperate to grab that mic. He looked like maybe he might have been on the spectrum a little bit.
Who was that?
The guy just then on the... there was one guy holding the microphone talking. And his mate next to him was so eagerly trying to steal the microphone.
Yeah.
There's Peggy Mitchell.
Yeah.
Vaughn Armstrong.
Yeah, classic Vaughn Armstrong. I was listening to Garrett Wong and Robert Duncan McNeil talk about him on their podcast today. I presume you've caught up with their podcast episodes as well.
I listened to it. On Tuesday, I always listen to Delta Flies when I go shopping.
I somehow missed one, so I listened to two of them back to back today. They're just around half an hour, so they don't take long.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't take long. And really, it gives like a totally different insight into some of the parts of the program when you're listening to them.
Yeah, and I like it as well when they, you know, say things what have been in my head, especially given that we're watching at the same time, or we've watched those episodes very recently, where they just said, like, you know, they cringed at the wigs that everyone, not everyone, but so many of the cast had to wear, and they couldn't understand why.
But I didn't understand. I never knew that Tom Paris wore a wig.
I think he's pulling your chain. I think he's yanking your chain on that one.
He's got to be, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's fucking got to be.
Yeah. I can believe it with Janeway.
Yeah, and Kes's wigs are awful.
And Kes, for most of it, sometimes she hasn't got one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. Sometimes it's real. But yeah, through that first season, at least, she's got the wig on most of the time, and it looked ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I wonder why they're making a big deal of that stamp. We will never know.
Yeah. Well, not tonight, we won't anyway.
Yeah. Oh, dude, so we're in Minneapolis now. So we're revisiting a couple of guys from Trekkies, the original, the ones who had the garden party, the barbecue.
Yeah.
So where are they now? Oh, they're at a convention.
I'm only going to go when I feel safe and when it is safe, but I really look forward to going back to a convention or holding a convention.
Same here. It's one of them things that I really look forward to, but as you said, when it's the right time.
It's got to be. They were saying that as well, Harry and Tom today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I was glad to actually hear their little take on that as well.
Me being me, especially the me that gave that rant recently here on Trekmate, like, I did sort of wish that they had said, look, guys, if you do see that we're, you know, at any conventions in the future, just assume that we're not going to do it for now. But they didn't. But that's fine. That's up to them.
Yeah, I don't think they really can come out and say that at the moment. So, oh, you got
watching the Batleth fight.
Playing on Batleth fights.
Yeah.
That's it. The way that you used to do it when you was a kid, of like, oh, you hit your arm so it's cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I love it. But no,
we need to have that sci-fi palooza, like have those really soft as hell bat lefts,
mm-hmm.
and do it under those rules.
Yeah, that's it. I think that'd be good. No, I was to be honest, quite is disgusted too hard a word to see that.
We're talking about Delta Flyers again.
No. Other conventions are announcing even more guests.
I'm trying to just stay off the internet as much as possible at the moment, and I'm doing a very good job of it, to be honest. But yeah, if I had been on and I'd been seeing that still, I'd be with you. Or I am with you. I am angry about that. I think it's just irresponsible and selfish. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for all of them. I'm not playing favourites.
Yeah. No, because that's the thing. You've got loads of them still doing it. And it's just really, as you said, just irresponsible.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to change that much by the end of the year. They're just trying to double down on...
And stuff is only getting worse right now. Mm-hmm. People are just... not everybody, but just... what feels like the majority and what looks like the majority, they're just putting like the horse blinkers on and just not giving a fuck. Just like, if I pretend it's not happening, maybe it'll just end. And it's like, no, it won't. It's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see when like things do get to a point that people are comfortable to go back. But also, I just think that convention goers as a whole, if the conventions do go ahead, like with like these rules in place and whatever, their attendance numbers are going to be so much lower that they're going to be financially fucking themselves anyway.
Yeah. I just don't see for those big ones how it's going to work. Every aspect of it, not just with the photos,
mm-hmm.
but just they were saying that before they can go back to normal, like if you want to go to a foreign country like America to England, there has to be like a 14-day what do you call it?
Quarantine.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Isolation, self-isolation.
Yeah, but it has to be monitored,
See, that's so what I always...
How are you going to do that?
That's always what I thought I would look like if I cosplayed.
Oh, I was looking at the real you on the computer instead of the TV. But I can imagine.
Yeah. No.
But no, you're not that guy anymore. If it was what I thought it looked like.
It's made
that
with
one.
A gun.
Yeah.
And that one.
Oh, that's brilliant. And that I was laughing at his facial expression, by the way, everyone, more than anything else.
You was laughing at the wobbling.
It was a funny waddle, yeah. But no, it was mainly his face. He was just like... just running forwards.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, some of this acting that's going on is hysterical, and I'll tell you
it is.
But Trekkies 2 has dedicated, they've doubled down on highlighting some of these Trek fan films because they've probably spent 10 minutes on this.
I think this one would be worth watching, maybe even doing a watch along with that, the one that they were just making.
Yeah,
it looks that funny.
The English version.
I mean, at least you can imagine those guys watching their own movie back and laughing at themselves.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I'm hoping they're not listening so they don't get angry with me. But we've had people on the show who've made fan films who are so passionate about what they do. but they, I know they have, they've got angry people who've given them any kind of criticism whatsoever, even if it's valid. And they're like, oh, fuck you then, you're a hater. You know, and it's like, well, no, you know, like, it's pretty dodgy, your film, you know. It's quite funny, you know, there's lots of funny stuff, lots of dodgy acting going on. You should be able to laugh at it. I think we both made films when we were younger, like took part in someone else's films or whatever, and
yeah,
I've always been able to laugh at them, even if you went into it trying to thinking you might do it seriously. It's never going to come out that way.
No, exactly. Oh yeah,
that's not real, is it?
That is.
Wow, that's dedication. A woman had an Enterprise tattoo of, I think it was Archer, Trip, and Reed.
Yeah,
on her back. That just is their faces.
Dedication.
Yeah. I wonder if she's gonna like get their nude bodies underneath those heads later on.
Yeah.
Because the heads played apart.
Mm-hmm. At that point, though, surely, well, saying that she's on a boat, so it might take a while to get back, but. Like you'd want the actor to maybe sign underneath and then like get that.
Yeah, people do do that, don't they? I can't think of anyone I would want to do that on my body though, like put a signature and then have it tattooed on me. I really can't. Do you?
I'm just trying to think. I don't know, and it depends where it is as well. It depends on how visible it is as well. But maybe.
And people who are already dead don't count. If you could somehow go back and get them to just do that signature for you, that autograph, like Gene Roddenberry and Stan Lee, you can't pick them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone who's like living, I can't think of anyone where I'd be like, yeah, sign me and then get it tattooed.
I'm just trying to think now who I would, because
I would maybe consider someone famous who I like doing some sort of picture, some sort of decent picture on
now
me.
That would be cool.
I'd get tattooed. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Like Kevin Eastman or something, the creator of the Turtles. Mm-hmm. Like if he just drew the most basic of basic turtles on me, I think I could see myself getting that tattooed over.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's different.
That is very different. I'm just trying to think, because obviously the big hitters would be like, would you have a Patrick Stewart tattoo, or would you?
I love Patrick Stewart, but I don't want his name or his autograph tattooed on me. No, I wouldn't, not personally. Only if he begged me, I would.
Please, Jude, do this for me. Come on, just on the shaft. Oh, dear. You can even quotation mark it with the Captain Picard quote.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh god, does
she loves Dominic Keaton?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I've really not been a very good father because I haven't managed to get any of mine into Star Trek yet. I keep telling myself it's because they're too young. But when you look at some of the ages of kids here, like it's been thrust upon them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a bad father.
I know what it's like having them run around all crazy like I do with my littlest at the moment. It's going to be a while before I can get my youngest, and I think the older one, like,
the ship sailed.
He's already at that stage where he wants to like what you don't like.
Yeah.
You know, if you like the same thing, it's just a coincidence. He didn't realize you liked that thing.
And then he's got to weigh it up in his head. How much do I like it? Do I like it enough to allow Dad to like it as well?
Yeah, basically.
Or do I denounce my love for this show because I've not seen liking it as well? the Star Trek fax files there I saw for a second in someone's hand.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that reminds me. I'd said on the podcast before there was a book what was supposed to be coming out, I think, round about now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check up on that. The Deep Space Nine handbook, I think it's called. And most of the content is from the fact files, apparently. Mm-hmm. But there's new stuff in there as well. Saying that, I've not even looked at my technical manual at all.
Have you not? You haven't read through it yet?
No, it's just been a really crazy time with having both kids at home,
mm-hmm.
the pandemic bollocks, and then my wife going in and out of hospital as a patient instead of working like she normally does.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a crazy time, and my free time is minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I try to do join that day, it's just so hard with Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
Just demands my attention constantly. Yeah. So if I'm doing anything for myself, it's got to include him somehow. And so I can't really read. I can look at pictures, but I can't read when he's with me.
Just be like, mate, you've got to do this. You're the emissary.
Yeah.
It's your namesake.
I have actually. Sarah doesn't like that I do this, that I have adult conversations with him sometimes, but I have told him a couple of times recently, there's a man on this show. You're named after this man. That's Cisco right there. And Sarah's just like, don't tell him that. And I'm like, why? Why? That's his name. She's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, the name come from? You agreed to it.
Yeah. You're going to scar him.
Yeah.
Oh, I have that conversation every so often with Logan. Because I was like, yeah, no, you're named after a character called Wolverine.
Yeah.
He was really short, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So, we're just trying to figure out what these guys are talking about now.
Yeah, sorry everybody.
Yeah, no, got distracted by what I tell you. He looks like Adam House. It isn't,
yeah.
But he does look like him.
Yeah.
Oh dear. So no, it's about crazy stuff that people send in to into the studios.
All right.
Someone's made a fucking picture book.
Literally crazy stuff, not scripts.
Yeah. No, literally, because I remember the one that he had said before. And like the whole pile in front of him was people sent him, would send Star Trek brochures about all different holidays around the world, mm-hmm. all the time.
Weird.
Yeah, and the thing is, I bet Paramount fucking loves that because they've got to actually pay someone to sift through all of the mail.
Yeah.
So for it to be so random. So another fan production. Oh no, it's Romeo and Juliet in Star Trek.
I probably said this last week, but they're not really showing it on Trekkies 2.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you wish that there was more behind the scenes making of the first, from all the 90s Star Trek TV shows?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The amount of documentary stuff you could have, you know, just based off the making. Oh, I would have loved that. I would love that if that existed. Oh, yeah, this guy's seriously overacting. But for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Like going full on Shatner.
Yeah, but I Space the Final Frontier number 2.
Yeah,
but I sorry.
Oh yeah, he's trying to kiss her, and she's desperately trying to get away.
Yeah, with his tongue sticking out as well.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Looks like a lot of fun, to be honest.
Yeah, this one is proper because it's full on taking the piss out of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's much more up our street.
another person immediately. I can't even hear him right now, but another great guest for Trekmate potentially in the future there.
Trekkies 2 really did double down on highlighting like fan productions. Do you reckon like they was like, okay, then what was people's favourite bits from Trekkies 1?
Yeah, I think so.
And then
you've got this bit as well. I think this ends the documentary. I know we've got to be coming to the end anyway, because I've just looked at the time. The last section is all about the musicians that incorporate Trek into what they do.
Yeah, and because we've already seen... what was their name? The band being interviewed was...
I forgot. Was it Warp
9? Warp?
Yeah, they're the band that does
the raunchy Trek.
Oh, I was going to say that they do the theme on the new DS9 documentary.
Was that them?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I didn't realise that. Because I thought that they were the raunchy ones.
Yeah, but no, the new DS9 Iris Stephen Pear documentary. It's just music. It's no lyrics. It's just DS9 theme, but like slightly more rocky. But yeah, I think that is.
Star Trek raunchy band. I always really do put Google to the test to see where they can put Warp 11.
Warp 11. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were right the first time.
Yeah, it's Warp 11. This is in English, by the sounds of it. Back to German. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So you. Warp 11. I wonder if.
Sorry, I was laughing at a guy with a unicorn horn stuck on his head.
What?
Very firmly stuck on his head. There he is in the middle.
We left behind.
Oh, sorry, I've just turned my TV up because it's the first time my cat's lying.
I don't think it was them. Who done what we left behind music?
I feel like it's someone who's in this documentary anyway.
The music for What We Left Behind is written by composers Dennis McCarthy and Kevin Kiner, both veterans of Star Trek franchise.
But that's not who's playing it. If I had my phone, I could check, but I'm using my phone to watch this doc right now.
Yeah.
People listening at home will be saying, oh, it's these people, but yeah, it's on iTunes, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have a... Yeah, we'll have to check it out. Because, yeah, as you said, someone will correct us, won't they? Matt Warwick. Sends us a message every so often, and he's like, you're an absolute idiot, Wayne. And I just say something, I was like, if you want like correct facts to be spouted on the show, you have to come back.
Yeah.
If you want things to be accurate, like, bring back Matt.
Is Adam again?
Yeah.
Time traveling across the world.
Really does look like him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, once again, we haven't got a clue what these guys are saying.
No, sorry. It's kind of difficult to comment. It's just people talking to each other in a room. About God knows. Well, obviously, it's not a talk track, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what they're saying, but still.
There's a random woman slowly talking about something else.
Okay, wait.
In their room.
Insert Star Trek is done an amazing thing. It promotes equality and
I think you're probably
progressiveness.
Right, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Star Trek, and now, yeah, no, Star Trek has always been an inspiration for humanity, for what we can be. And it insert all of the generic things us Trekkies spout off to people when we say what we love about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Without turning around and saying, oh, it's all about the ship battles.
Oh, Serbia, yeah, no.
Against Belgrade.
The end.
Yeah. Oh. A heavy bit of luggage there.
Lots of plates on the wall, not a single one of them Star Trek. What's that all about?
Just showing that, oh, look. Even in the most vast reaches of the world, Star Trek has touched many people, says Denise Crosby, standing in a castle.
Now we presume all these girls are saying, we fucking love Star Trek!
And this guy is just saying, yes, Star Trek fans in Eastern Europe are far hotter than the rest of the world.
Yeah, just different chicks. I was told there was chicks here. I cannot see them yet. I'm not very happy about this.
They did not tell me that the female Star Trek fans outnumber the male Trek fans outnumber them 20-1.
Yeah, that's about right. Or it might have been back then. I think it's a lot closer now.
Oh yeah, I think it definitely is a lot closer. I think it's always been a lot closer. It's just that, like, I don't know. They feel less likely to be, lashed at by bloody, the other part of the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That just freak out when they see a girl.
Oh, God, I wish we could have at least had subtitles tonight.
Yeah.
Would have helped.
Yeah, because at this point, without knowing what they're talking about, it's really bloody hard. I love the fact that they've all got the same paper stick-on communicators.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them has got any sort of official or replica communicator. Okay, so they're pointing at the bottom of the Enterprise D, so...
I was just thinking, I wonder if... I think Denise Crosby must have made the decision to not get changed throughout this entire documentary.
So, for continuity?
Yeah, I presume that's it. With just the white t-shirt and jeans.
Either that, or I'd prefer to think that she's like Doug... and just like opens her wardrobe and she's got like 40 of the same outfit.
Yeah. Well, she looks fine, like no big deal, I guess.
No, exactly.
I have 10 of the same shirts.
That lift went up fast. That would have gave you bloody butterflies. So he's decorated his room with some homemade Elcars.
Another guy is going to be remembering Denise Crosby having been in his room for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
In his bedroom.
Is that just a random nacelle hanging from the ceiling?
I missed it, if it was.
Lots of blueprints. Just a random nacelle. The Star Trek communicator. I was only thinking of the Star Trek communicator the other day. It was a magazine that they put out for like the Star Trek fan club.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I... subscribed to it for like a little bit back in the early 90s, but because it was American based, like they just started disappearing in the post.
Yeah.
So I never bothered renewing it after the first year. Back when that was like proper early 90s. And I subscribed to it because I think it was advertised on the back of. It might have even been like the Playmates figures that mentioned it, and then I wrote off to like join it because like you got like a little pack like with a badge and everything else for joining the fan club. But as I said, because it was American based, it was just that bit harder getting everything over.
Sorry, I've just gone quiet because I'm just watching their convention that they've made, and all just it looks like it's in a school, I think, or a university or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it
doesn't look the most lively, but I'm sure they're all having a good time.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
What am I talking about? We had our first convention in the school.
Oh yeah. That's the thing. No, it looks like a perfectly good little con to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, Elijah Trachnoff. Oh, God.
More fan film stuff.
Yeah, they... that CGI Borg implant. So fair play to these people, because like back in the day, doing that sort of CGI stuff was so much harder.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, compared to like now, where like you can like have a look on YouTube and bloody
they've got bloody apps on your phone that could do that particular thing, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it's like literally
take the button and it's done for you.
It's like for like the beaming effect or for like the phasers or anything. Just literally go onto YouTube, search for phaser effects, and you'll find a green screen one where then you can just like edit out the green screen and overlay it onto your video with Premiere.
Oh, I've got a weird, really weird question for you.
Hmm.
I'm going to sound stupid asking this question. I don't know if anyone listening like knows the answer.
Yeah.
I was watching a movie earlier on called... And we only watched half of it because we just didn't have time and we were both tired and Sarah went to bed, called Fury. It's like a World War II film from just a few years back with Shia LaBeouf, Brad Pitt, and others in...
Yeah.
I can't remember. The guy who plays the Punisher as well in there, the newest Punisher, Shane, basically from Walking Dead. And in that film, it's Fury as a tank. They drive a tank called Fury. All the main actors.
Yeah.
But you've got tanks firing at each other, obviously, and soldiers firing at each other. But in the film, both noticed straight away. But whenever anyone's firing the guns or cannons, it looks like they're bloody Star Wars like lasers. Like there's little lines, like almost green lines every time they shoot the guns, and like a little sort of orange line every time they're shooting the cannons that on the tanks. And we both, I don't know if it's just something they did for the sake of it or the film, but we both turned to each other and just said, is that real? Does that happen? Did that happen? And they've just never put it in any war films because they thought it would look unrealistic and weird. Is this the first film that's ever said, no, we're doing it what it actually looks like or looked like? But I was going to ask you, like, but why do that? Why put that in the film? Like, if it's not a sci-fi film, why make that choice to do that? It seems odd. If
do you reckon it was just a artistic choice?
It could have been, yeah.
It could have just been that, but they want you to see where the things are going, and that was the best way for them to do it in their minds. But yeah, like, anyone who's seen it will know exactly what I'm talking about. Fury, it's called. We're only halfway through, but it's a good movie.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that. So, no, what we're on at the moment is we're currently watching through season 6 and about to start season 7 of The 100, which I discussed a while back, and then also I'm...
The 100, have I seen that or not? Just remind me
I don't think you did.
What's the
initial premise for season 1 was it was...
I think I get it mixed up with a show called The 4400 or something, which wasn't that great.
Yeah, no, The 100 was basically there's a nuclear apocalypse and the remaining humans were up on a orbiting space station, an ark as it were, where they were just waiting out for Earth to be habitable again.
Mm-hmm.
And then after so long, they start to run out of food and supplies. So basically, they in a last-ditch attempt to see whether it's safe, because they don't have enough energy to send multiple trips down. They send 100 of their kids down to try and repopulate the planet.
Oh, and you'd say it's good, and it's worthy of going that many seasons. And
I thoroughly enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it, but I think sometimes I think I do enjoy some stuff that you don't like, but I enjoy it.
Of course, there's always, that's always going to happen. You're not always going to like the same things, but would you say it started good and got better, or starts great and goes downhill, or anything like that?
No, I'd say it starts good and then gets better. And,
Something. We're looking for something new, so maybe I'll give that one a go.
Yeah, because then it's like they get down and then... I won't tell you too much, but...
Fine. No, I definitely haven't watched any of that, but I do remember reading the blurb and considering it. We were watching a detective program recently, but I was more willing to carry on watching it than Sarah was, but it was... every episode is an hour and 35 minutes, which we both agreed is just too long. Even though we can sometimes watch a film for that long or whatever, but it's called Hinterland. It's a Welsh detective drama.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry if anyone knows that. Sorry.
Now that's a question of how loud did Wayne put the trackies in the background.
That was my budgie in my living room. That was.
That's it.
Just getting rowdy.
Just popping about.
What was I saying? Hinterland. Yeah, it's an hour and 35 minutes long every episode, which is about 50 minutes longer than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Every episode, I'd say. I mean, we all know a good story can be told in 45 minutes on here. But it's just so depressing.
Oh, really?
I mean, I know murder is horrible and everything, but there's some really sort of funny and lighthearted murder detective programs out there, like Jonathan Creek, Death in Paradise. They manage to have people be murdered every single week, and you're still watching it thinking, oh, that'd be a nice place to live, though people are getting murdered constantly. But no, Hinterland is just all the characters are all miserable, and the weather's miserable, and all the people that they're investigating are miserable.
So it's very Welsh.
I guess, yeah. I mean, what little I've seen of Wales, I really like, and we always say we want to go there. I've only ever been to North Wales, which I don't really think of as Wales.
I'm going to have to ask Jeff, is everyone miserable there, Jeff?
Well, we know they're not, because they're listening.
Yeah. Oh no, that's no. I've.
By the way, I just if Jeff, if you are listening, well done, mate, on your game thing that you play on Facebook with everyone.
I haven't seen that.
Every day, I think it's every day. Jeff sort of like does a like a pixelated who is it picture.
Ah, yes, yes, I have seen it, but I don't see that because I don't go on Facebook that much. I don't.
Well, that's it. I'm trying not to myself at the moment, I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But that will come up if I just scroll down for a couple of things. It's usually there.
Yeah, no, yeah, that is good fun.
To Jeff for keeping people's spirits up and stuff and thinking there's something fun to do like that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, no disrespect to any Welsh listening. Like, I do really like the real things I've seen of Wales, and I've always wanted to go to Cardiff and Swansea and the valleys and all that stuff, but just never got around to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, hinterland, there's no denying, but it's fucking depressing.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I might check it out at some point. At the moment, I'll tell you, I'm...
Well, literally, like, this is a spoiler, but it's like, a lot of the episodes, like the main detective, is like, shall I go to work today or shall I kill myself? I don't know. I can't decide. That is literally what the program is like week to week.
So, really, if you want a decent payoff, the last episode, he's got to kill himself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's the only way that you can.
I'm not sure if we'll ever get there because my wife just didn't want to watch it anymore. So it looks like I'm going to have to watch it on my own. But that's got loads of things to compete with for the little bit of time I have on my own each day. Like,
yeah,
I'm not sure that I have got the time for that right now.
No, I'll tell you, the last 2 days, because I've been watching Star Trek solidly, but the last 2 days I've like not watched any because I've been hooked on watching season 3 and 4 of 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I love
no.
it.
Oh, I watched like all of season 1 and a bit of season 2, and it was the definition of those shows where I'm like, why the hell did I waste all that
really
time of my
it.
Life watching this crap? I hate this, and I want all that time back.
Yeah.
And no. now, when I see things come up on the TV saying, like, season 4, and I'm like, season? How is there a season 4? That's ridiculous.
It's
like, who was
like
this
me.
Girl? Like, why do we care about this bloody girl? Why can't she just fuck off?
Oh, dear. Well, don't worry. In season 3 and 4, she's not in it anymore.
Good.
Good. Yeah, she's not in it anymore. He's instead, it's season 3.
One of the other ones.
No, season 3 is all about, because season 1 was about Hannah and the tapes. And then season.
Oh, wait, Hannah, if you're listening, I hate you. Oh, the documentary's ended on the TV now. It's on the credits, but yeah, carry on.
Season 2 was, because at the end of season 1, you found out that it was Bryce that had raped her, and that's why she committed suicide. And then season 2 was all about, like, getting Bryce, like, the trial and getting him to jail. And then season 3 is because someone's murdered Bryce, so figuring out who murdered him. And now in season 4, we know who murdered him, and it's basically just figuring out whether the main guy is going to not go batshit crazy because they're all fucking worried because they covered it up. Covered up the murder of Hannah's rapist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. No, I fucking love it.
Oh, I hate it, man. I really do. It's one of those programs that angered me, as you can tell.
Oh, yeah, no, I can tell. It's funny because I don't really get into that many shows like that, but that one just, I don't know. I don't know what boxes it ticks. Just that part of me that wants to be an angsty teen, I guess.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I think I'm over it now. I'm over that stuff.
So I'm assuming in the
I think you could maybe get over it once you've got one living in your house with you.
And then you're like, fuck.
And you've begun
shit.
to sort of go like, oh, was I like that? Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to my parents. I was ever acting like that.
Oh dear, that's it. Oh, I'm assuming in this part of the doc, like in the credits, they're talking about their favourite bits from
the first one.
The first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the first one, I look forward to watching this one back, but obviously in English this time.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, honestly, I'm surprised that that means that I backed all of my DVDs up in about 2012.
So what, you recorded this then?
No, basically all of, yeah, no, it was, I had the physical DVD.
And you put it onto USB or whatever.
I've ripped them onto the computer. So with that one, I've accidentally ripped it in German, but never, ever checked.
Yeah.
So, oh, I wonder if it'll be another 8 years until I check again and go, oh no, oh yeah, it was in German.
And I'll just say this now, I really hope one of these days they make a Trekkies 3. It really should be done. There's so much you could do in that. So much. You could have had multiple chapters,
yeah,
of Trekkies by now, but yeah, let's at least have Trekkies 3 at some point.
Well, especially now, like with like renewed interest in the franchise from like people, whether it, like, because obviously with Picard and Discovery and other shows going on, like especially like the corporate side of things would make it seem like it's more financially viable as well at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I'd love to approach Denise Crosby to be on Trekmate. I know it's highly unlikely, but I reckon we should give that a go.
Yeah. No, I think so.
And just say to her, look, you know, obviously we'll talk to you about Trek, but can we ask you like loads about Trekkies?
Yeah. Because I bet there's some like really weird, awkward experiences making Trekkies.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot more than what you're just seeing on the screen there. Because, and she's always seemed like a really nice lady as well, so I think she'd be quite relaxed.
And because I know I shit on a lot of the fan base in this episode, but there are a lot of socially awkward Trek fans
Yeah.
So, like that don't know normal social cues.
Yeah.
So, you can guarantee that there would have been a few experiences like that.
I had a couple of pictures that I was going to share with you on my phone, but I think I'll save it till next time for you because it's 2:10 already.
No, I'll get you moaning about the time again.
It's because I've got to get up in less than five hours and start all over again, looking
Another
after 3.5 people, me being the half person.
Yeah. Oh, no, trust me. I'm there with you.
Well, 3.5 people and a dog.
Yeah, homeschooling. It's a real lot of work.
Yeah, it is tough, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, trust me, I understand. But no, well, I hope people have semi-enjoyed our ramblings whilst we've watched Trekkies 2 in German.
Can I do the sign out?
Of course you can.
But I'll drop you in it where you sort of have to finish.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I had it in my head. Yeah, okay. So, he's been Wayne Amory. I've been Jude Hawkins. And if you're not down with that, we've got two words for you.
Trekmate.
Say, Reg, how about sitting in on the mission briefing with my senior officers in the morning?
The briefing? Me?
I'd like your input.
What on? I mean, do you want me to prepare a...
No, just be there. $800.
I'll be on time, sir.
Good.
Carry on.
I think it's time we spoke with the captain about Broccoli.
So he's late. They investigate to find themselves in the plane. He's asleep on the doctor's lap. There's not much that he can say. Stuttering in engineering. They have a team that gets hard. One of them.
Computer, run Barclay Program 15. I just wanted to thank you all for your support.
You'll always be welcome here.
I know. That's why it's so difficult to leave.
It's a pleasure to serve with you, Mr. Barclay.
Good luck, Reg.
It's been fun. Computer. End program.
You've been listening to the TrekMate podcast. Would you like to get a hold of us? Visit trekmate.org.uk and boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Make it so. Prepare to attack. All hands battle station.
Don't worry. We will get to the bottom of this.
All right. Ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
I don't want excuses. I want answers.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
How do you think that tells me about your character?
Captain's log, stardate 3541.9.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard, and I approve this message. Tweet us at TrekMate1701. Make it so.